Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people, by all the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
No matter what day it is.
We're live from Las Vegas.
Coming at you live from Las Vegas, Amanda and Val for Real Talk Sundays. This week's forecast, hot, 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 but not as hot as they were in their bathing suits. We seriously did good at that pool party.
We really did.
We got matching skins bathing suits.
We got compliments.
And matching sunglasses to the suits because Val's a coordinator.
Let me tell you a little story. We get to the airport with all our friends. We're like, this is going to be great. We're so stoked. Get a couple shots for the ride. Gets delayed. We ended up waiting 3 hours. So we get a 3-hour delay, and they said possible cancellation. And we've been counting down for this trip for a very long time. We put a lot of money into looking good.
Yeah.
We finally made it, and it was like almost midnight, huh, when we checked in, I think.
Which is like 10 p.m. Vegas time.
Yeah. So we just went hard after that and stayed up. I went a little too hard, stayed up the longest I ever have in my life. Yeah. And then it really hit me.
I won 500, so that was great. I love me some roulette. I'm not a slots player. I'm not a slots player. I'm a table player.
And then we went to a pool party. Then I met little John. I shook his hand. Oh, but before that, got proposed to.
She's engaged.
How did I not know? Like, I was like, you're like, I'm going to do your makeup tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, okay, because you've been wanting to. Yeah. And, like, I just didn't even think anything of it. And you're like, how do you feel about fake eyelashes? Yeah, that's cool. I'll do it.
I meet little John tonight. I did it.
My face looked fire, Avi. So thank you. That was so good. It literally did look professionally
done.
It's
a fucking hobby for me. It's getting to be so fun. I love makeup. I think it's the great part about Vegas is you have to plan on not planning, though.
Yeah.
That's always been our motto. That's been my motto. Yes. But Val says, because I'm now in my 30s and I have kids, I can't. I'm uptight.
You're very uptight this trip. Triple. You were very uptight this trip, and I don't know why.
That's hard.
I was like, wait, this isn't you, because it's normally me that's uptight. And I was just like, fuck it, and I'm going to rally. And I feel like shit, dude. I threw up, went to the pool party.
I feel much better now.
I really did.
You throw up a lot.
Oh, and when we were at Little John, she almost got me kicked out of the freaking suite.
Yeah. I didn't meet Lil Jon's face.
Yeah.
They were in a suite.
Well, she almost didn't bring me. Let's talk about that. So Casey meets these guys, and they're like, yeah, come on. I can have you meet Lil Jon. And we're like, oh, they're probably just saying that. Oh, no, he really found her at the club and was like, I'll take you up there. And she goes, I'm going to go with him. And I was like, what about me and Amanda? That's literally, I had to stop her. She was just going to go. And I was like, this is not going to happen. And then I look back, and you're gone. I'm like, where did they go? And you were gone. And then I was like, well, do I try to find Amanda and not go there? You know, sorry, I had to make the selfish
move. No, no.
But
I don't
she
think
was
going
to go without me, and I was like, I'm fucking rolling because I got free alcohol.
No, I was like, I'm glad you fucking met Lil Jon. That's
and it was
great.
The good kind of tequila where I didn't even need a chaser,
ooh,
dude. That's when you know.
It's like this.
It was the one, I don't know what it's called. It's the one that's white with the blue paint on it. Does anybody know?
I got a glass of it right here.
Yeah. it's white with the blue paint.
Super glad that you went, because that would be the worst, is to literally be like, I'm not going, she's not here, and then we both miss out. Shut the fuck up, I missed my window, it's fine.
I touched his hand.
You guys, I had a great outfit on. I took a lap of that whole fucking place. I just had to peacock a little bit. And I think that's important. When you're 30, I'm about to turn 33 next week. In like 5 days. And so I think it's important to come to Vegas and just peacock a little bit. Bring your best stuff, a week of self-care, because that's what we did. We week of self-cared it. Mm-hmm. And buy an outfit. Cry about that outfit in your room with your boyfriend, like a day before you leave. Cry, get it all out. And then go to Vegas and wear the outfit and fucking rock it.
It looks so good. We're like, what were you crying about, you weirdo?
Because I tried it on before I had a spray tan. And I was telling Brandon, I was like, you know, it's so fucking funny. We're just like walking down the street. All these guys are like, oh my God. All these girls are like, oh my God. And I was like, you know, what's funny, B, is that like literally 3 days ago, I was melting down in the fucking house with my stretch marks about this outfit. And they don't even know. Like, I'm literally like, I can't wear this outfit.
They're gonna think I'm fat.
And that's the crazy part, I think, too, about like an extension of the body positivity is we met your friend AJ.
Yeah.
That they grew up in the same neighborhood. And interesting enough, our other friend goes to the same gym as him. I think that was so small. She's like, I work out at the same gym as him. I was like, oh, shit.
It's fine.
His loss, honestly. Yeah. Cheers to you, Jessica. And cheers, Jessica's Jess. Husband. She fine, fine. I think Jessica needs a shot. She fine, fine.
I love when you say fine, fine. It's like my favorite.
Trademarked by B. When you're like walking around in your bathing suit, right? Like all I could do in my head was like suck in, stand straight, lean shoulders back, you know, look at other people's bodies, judge other people's bodies, don't judge other people's bodies, judge my own body, don't judge my own body. You know, you're just like going back and forth constantly on everybody else and what the aesthetic is and what you look like. And it's really exhausting. It really is like mentally taxing. So you have to get drunk to numb all those inside voices.
But that was like the most comfortable I felt in a bathing suit. But you know why too, that I realized why? Is because my boobs were covered. I didn't have to worry. Like I had to worry about pushing them up because they'll drop down and sag. But it was like so comfortable. Like I didn't have like straps on me. You know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like it was seriously the best bathing suit. Thanks, Skims. Shout out every time.
AJ was like, hey, just like a local tip. Like, locals don't get in the pools. Like, they're really gross. Meanwhile, I like dunked my fucking hair in the pool and like literally shook it out like the wet look. I was like, I don't know why nobody's doing this. And he's like, because it's fucking nasty water. And I was like, like, my whole. He was like, literally, as soon as you get out of here, rinse off. And I was like, cool.
I did.
I washed my ass, took off my makeup, washed my hair. But yeah, good to know. So future tip for anybody going to Vegas who's the first time. Like Logan. Logan came, Casey's little brother. He was a sweetie pie. Don't get wet in the pool or like dump your hair.
But I would never do that, but I like being in the pool in general.
Yeah, he goes, no, go to like here.
Yeah.
You have to like waist high. And I was like, okay.
I started thinking about when people started splashing, I was like, well, this is going in my mouth at this point. Like, you know, because they were splashing us in the face. I was
I do
like,
know.
God damn, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
You just have to take it.
If you get a UTI, you get a UTI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking that dress going to give me a UTI. That's how fine that dress was going to give me a UTI. Like, I kept having to, like, pull it up because it wicked camel toe, much like everything I fucking wear is just, like, monkey. Like, just fucking moose nut, man. It's great. And I'm just like, oh! Ruins me. So I had to keep pulling the dress like from my ass to my front. You never go A to V, Val. Val doesn't know. She don't get her ass ate. But speaking of ass eat, we were talking a lot about ass eat last night too. Logan don't eat ass.
Yeah,
that's
no.
How do you know you're in your early 20s? You say you don't eat ass. You say, so, hey, you eat ass. Ugh. Yeah, you're fucking 23.
Raise your hand if you've eaten ass.
You should try it.
We did one time in Vegas. I was drunk enough. She was trying to do some butt stuff. And I was like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Abort mission.
What is it? What was that quote off of Letterkenny? Like, only butt stuff only if I ask for it. And I will ask for it. But at the end of the day... barely. Ass eating aside, you know, pushing my glass aside like I got the shit mouth. Eating ass just throws me for a loop. It really does. You know, think, yeah. I mean, don't eat my ass after a run, you know, Miranda. Yeah. But fuck, like, you can eat my ass. Anyways, fuck, what were you saying before that, man? The outfit giving me a UTI, yeah. So I had to keep pulling it from the ass to the front so it would suck into my ass and make a, you know, a cute little booty and then not alleviate me of the moose neck. And so it worked.
Yeah.
It was a great outfit. I don't know if I got any pictures of it.
Oh, shoot. I just realized that.
Because you guys, I don't think I got any, like, pictures
no.
of that outfit. Which, honestly, the fact that it's just a memory now is great. It means I can wear it again. It was that good. I got more compliments from women than I did men. They were like, girl, where'd you get that?
I did see people asking that.
I was like, Fashion Nova. It's my first outfit from there. Link to my Amazon storefront. No, it was really great. It actually showed up, dude. I'm super excited for that because that's not how I pictured it in my head. But yeah, we look good, dude. We were looking fly.
I still have my makeup on.
Yeah. The amazing makeup that I did.
Yeah.
But yes. So overall, when you come to Vegas, you have to plan on not planning. There's some rules that I've learned. I've been to Vegas like 30 times.
30?
I was thinking about it. I was like, I think like 20-something times, 26. So I'm just going to round up, call it 30. Because okay. If you're here more than a couple days, you're like, oh, my God. Never go more than 3 days.
3 days is I don't agree. I come here for a week.
You were here for a week.
Yeah, and it was great self-care because when you have a long trip like that, you're relaxing, you're going to shows, you're doing like actual things rather than partying the whole time.
In Vegas, if I'm gonna spend a week, it's not gonna be in Vegas though.
No, I know, I'm just saying. Well, when you have free rooms, you do.
That's true.
Yeah. She's a gambling fool in her slut tournaments. I missed out on my slot tournament. That was kind of a bummer. See, and I didn't get upset. I went with the flow.
She was not like me. She planned on not playing. She said, I can't make the slot tournament, and she was okay with it.
And that's literally why we got this later flight, was because of the slot tournament. So that sucks.
At the end of the day, in summation, come to Vegas, Las Vegas. It's good, I think, to pop your cherry on and also good self-care.
But 3 days, you're right. A good trip is 3 days.
Okay.
Go to the pool.
Go to the pool. Don't get wet in the pool.
No, like a regular pool, not the pool party.
Like one of those pools down there is just like chill vibes. Yeah. Like listen to the bring bandages, Advil, and that stuff. Because we didn't. All of our fucking feet hurt. All of our fucking feet hurt. And yeah, fucking footwear. Don't be a dick about footwear. Don't be proud. I think we all know that. It was for the outfit though. Like my shoes looked so fire. Like I couldn't sacrifice the shoe. But then when I put white sneaks on with my sexy outfit, it worked too. Yeah. I was like, ooh, this is like a street version of this. I'm about to get in a fucking dance battle right now. I was like, I'm going to
5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It was on. I was in it for sure. Which actually, I think that's the segment agree to disagree. We have two agree to disagree. So okay. Our first disagree is that Lil Jon was a good DJ. That's our agree to disagree.
It's not even if he's a good DJ. It's like the vibe was good. I had a grand old time. The dancing, like every song, until he started playing the songs like
making my way downtown, riding fast, faces passing, homebound.
It was like every song I heard, I'm like, yes. And it just made me think of memories because his songs are from high school. The thing and all is, that.
There was a bunch of white women and white people in the audience, and they were like, "Make him a white downtown, run!" Like they were in it. He played like four of those back to back to back. They were ate up by the audience. I couldn't believe it.
So how does that not mean? So that means he is a good DJ because he played to his audience.
That's why I said I'll give credit where credit is due. But his transitions, absolutely terrible. It's like he went crazy beats per minute transitions, and no, there was no bridge. And I was just like, whoa, like if you're gonna fucking slow us down, right? It's like listening to music. It's almost like having sex without foreplay. Like it's good. Okay, could have been better.
Kay. What's the next one?
So, glad you're nice in person. Let's just work on that.
Because she's a DJ and she went to DJ school.
Not at all. So. Not at all. I just have an ear. And you know who else has an ear? Fucking Brandon. You know why? Because you all been listening to this fire ass shit he puts up. I'm just saying his transitions could have been a little better. You could have got her panties wet before we started. easy the whole way. Second, agree to disagree. Missed opportunities for sure. Las Vegas, if you're giving stars for reviews here, I'm going to say on the transportation side, we talked about this. Why the fuck we're not maximizing on these scooters is beyond me. This would be a scooter massacre here. And a taxi driver was like, too many deaths. Like so many fucking people are getting hit with those scooters. And it's like, then I think you need to adjust the town to match the scooter. And it's hard because the taxis, this is their main living. So they're like, no, absolutely. I was like, no, every taxi should get a discount on fucking stock in scooters. And everybody gets to pick a corner. And pick a scooter.
Well, isn't that wishful thinking? That's not how it works.
I would ask about the vandalism too, but I feel like there's a missed opportunity with, yes, walking the street is nostalgic for sure.
Yeah.
and you got to bring comfy shoes for it. But at the end of the day, why not Zoom the strip and get it all in one night? You know what I'm saying? Like, if those were everywhere, I feel like everybody would just turn into, like, we would spend twice the money in half the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but it wouldn't work because you have so many people walking and then the scooters and the.
So that's what I'm saying is adjust the town to the technology. You need to adjust your sidewalks. You need to make some sort of etiquette outline on your sidewalks. Just, you know, scooter stay to the right kind of shit. Like, bike stay to the right. And everybody make sure that they're walking. Like,
I disagree on that. I don't think that's going
to. That's what it was in Spain, though.
I know, but this is Las Vegas, Nevada. Like,
I know, but there's other places that are popping densely populated. Yeah. Huge, densely populated. And have literally made it a breeze for transportation. So I would say that. Number two is, plan to spend more than you budgeted for. But if you're lucky.
That one shot last night, the Patron or whatever we did at the club was, or no, where was I? That bar was waiting for you when you forgot your ID was $31 for one shot.
So always plan for that. Yeah. Another thing I would say too is like, oh yeah, for gambling, this is a gambling hack. You have to have a lucky girl mentality and positive energy when you sit at a table to gamble. When you sit at slots or a table or you're any really like investment into gambling, you need to be in a good state of mind. Like, you have to release the negative energy. You got to be stoned, preferably drunk, so that your guard comes down and you can just feel it. Like, that is so much of what gambling is.
It's self-care, really.
Yeah. As long as you're doing it safely, it's like sex. As long as you're practicing it safely, it is, gambling though, it's is honestly care because so pleasurable.
You're literally not thinking of anything else. Are you thinking about about your fucking horrible life at home? No.
No, you're so present. Gambling forces you to be present. This is a pro gambling ad. Forces you to be present. Okay, gives you endorphins.
Yes.
$3.99.
That's it. It's like the... Oh.
We put $100 on black last night, which I'll do like $25.
Yeah, you're cheap. Yeah.
Maybe on a black, right? I run like $10, $15 tabletop roulettes. And I'll be like, ah! And so he was like, look, and we put on black and it fucking hit. I was like, ah! Like, oh my God, I haven't been that crazy in years. And you have some big rollers that are fucking putting hundos.
Thousands.
You're playing with thousands. Your hundos like I play with ones, dude. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is so relative. There's so much fucking money here. When you come here, Vegas literally, I've noticed that because I'm coming here since I turned 21 here.
Yeah.
I'm about to turn 33. So I've had a lot of years of Vegas. And the biggest thing I think is when you get here, and Washington, D.C. gave me the same feeling. You get here and you're like, fucking money. I will never feel bad about wanting more money, about thinking that it's not for me, about the scarcity. Like, you get here and you're like, money is so abundant. It will find me. Like, this place is like, fuck you, money, fuck me, money, money. And you just don't feel bad about making it. You almost want to make more of it because you're guilt-ridden or you're guilt-free of making it. And it's like, people just give it to you for being pretty. You're just like, thank you so much. And it's just money. Go get it. You know what I mean? It's so fun to really relish in that for 3 days tops. So it's really good because it's a lot of endorphins for sure. I love gambling. I love roulette. I'm really lucky.
You really are. It's annoying.
Lucky girl mentality is what we were trying to talk about last night. And then I was like, cut. I'm not vibing this. But like, lucky girl mentality, dude. Literally, I will post the fucking TikTok below, link in my bio, next to my Amazon storefront. This girl's fucking TikTok, where she talks about the lucky girl mentality and the RAS part of your brain, which stands for something, RAS. But it's essentially manifesting and tricking your brain into thinking, fucking yeah, like I receive shit. Like, shit just comes to me. And I cannot tell you, that's probably my fourth. I think we're on number three or four. Other piece of advice. When you sit down at a table, you have to be in a good mentality. But number four, your lucky girl mentality when you get here, from drop off to pick up, like, you are lucky girl mentality. You are things just.
But I had that mentality that I was going to win money and I lost it all.
But were you truly committed to that? Were you?
I feel like I was so happy. I'm like, I'm going to stay up till 6:30 a.m. I'm doing so good. And we just blew it all literally in one night. Literally.
No foreplay with the gambling.
This is another tip. If you and your partner are into gambling and one of them has, I mean, both of you do not have discipline, it's a bad time. Don't gamble together.
You started off great because they budget. They put their little fucking budget and clips together. Yeah. They had like, here's a hundo, here's a hundo. You need a budget. Day A is
that's what we X, typically do when y. we're here. But yeah, this was a weird trip.
Broke as fuck. Yeah. So
we normally do that. It's like you get $100 on this day. And yeah. we didn't do that because this was a different
kind of trip. You got a budget for your gambling for sure, especially when you guys don't know when to call it.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't know to walk away and you're together gambling for hours,
there's no winning
there.
And you're like, well, duh, but it's hard when you're here, dude. It's really hard when you're here, especially when like you just have to know when to walk away. If I hit big, I'll play one or two more hands. If I don't hit within that one or two hands, it's like, do we need to walk away?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I just blew, you know. So it was super exciting, but I love roulette. My whole entire success was sponsored by Belle, too, because I was out, and she gave me $40 on the Sex and the City machine.
Oh, yeah. I'm 40 so bucks nice. In,
flipped it to 80, took that.
Like, did she say thank roulette. You for that? Does take
anybody know? I will say thank you with a $40 return right now with your and flipped that into the roulette table, doubled that tripled did. That.
You know? Were like, no, I don't want yeah, to. Remember, no, you were like, no.
Turned for me. It went from, like, roulette to... boom, or from slots to roulette and boom, boom, boom. So she funded our fun here.
So really, I should get 50%.
Yeah, for sure. So 50% of $40 is $20. Yeah, you should get 20. But anyways, all this to say, thank you for joining us on Real Talk Sunday, Vegas edition. We have other stories for Vegas. We'll have to crop those in later. But at the end of the day, go with your best friend. What was the rules? I can't remember. But in summation, go with good people. You have to go with good people who go with the flow. Plan on not planning.
Yeah. Go with people that aren't uptight.
Don't get a fuck in the water, in the pool. Okay, don't do that. Don't dump your body, okay?
It's like in Mexico, don't drink the water.
Make sure you budget. Make sure you budget for your gambling and budget for other shit.
Food.
For food and all that shit. So whatever you budgeted, add more. And then, honestly, at the end of the day.
Get a player's card. We forgot that one. That's how you get free room.
And lucky girl mentality.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for that. What's our song today?
Ooh, the featured song and the featured artist for this Real Talk Sunday episode is S-O-A-G by Laito, L-A-Y-T-O. Another album where the whole fucking album is fire. I feel so faded, feeling alone, no one knows, feel so nameless. No, we are about the bar, I'm scared of famous. My mom on TV, ego 1, 2, 3. Billy recognize me, hey, I feel so faded. And all of myself, shitty as hell, feeling so shameless. Bow at the bar, feel like a star, feel like a son of a gun. Feel like a son of a gun, feel like a son of a gun, Smoke in this hotel, it's like deja vu. Way too sedated to get out this loop. Give me tequila, my rhythm and mood.
Give me tequila.